Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The cost of housing in New Bedford has skyrocketed in recent years. Many low-income residents say rent hikes are forcing them out of the city or even to the brink of homelessness. WBUR Simone Rios reports on what happens when a historically affordable community is suddenly beyond the reach of many.
Sherry Barrows sits on her twin sister's front porch right outside downtown New Bedford. Born and raised here, her dad worked as a longshoreman, earning enough to live in one of the nicer parts of the city. Barrows says New Bedford always felt like a close-knit village. She remembers the 1970s when her rent was $18 a week.
Then early 80s, I was paying $25 a week, $50. And then it went like, you know, 100, and it was like 175. And then the rent started just going like from 250 to 500. Boy. It keeps doubling.
Now locals say that doubling is at a tipping point. In 2020, Barros' building was sold to a firm buying up dozens of apartments in New Bedford. She says it wasn't long before the new landlord doubled her rent, and it came at the worst time.
It's Christmas. Yeah, I just gave gifts and all that. We're gonna, and all that for the grandkids and family members. How am I going to dish out money for rent?
Barrows is 62, and now instead of thinking about retiring from her job as a social worker, she's taken on two more jobs to cover the rent, caring for her disabled sister as a home health aide and doing food deliveries. Barrows says she has to skip meals to pay the rent, but her fears go beyond herself. She wonders whether working-class people will continue to have a place in New Bedford.
We need more voices out there to speak up and say, hey, this is solely wrong. What are you doing to our city? You're allowing other people from other cities to come in here and buy out these houses, saying, let's go buy out Fall River in New Bedford. Let's go buy these properties because we'll make our money there.
The Port of New Bedford is teeming with welders, painters, and other tradesmen working on massive fishing boats. Off in the distance, you can see cranes on a new dock built to serve the nascent offshore wind industry.
New Bedford is pointed in the right direction and solidly progressing.
That's Mayor John Mitchell in his State of the City address earlier this year. Mitchell highlighted New Bedford's progress by recalling what the city looked like a decade ago.
Double-digit unemployment, precarious city finances, a school department under state monitoring, and a general sense that the city was unsafe.
Now Mitchell says New Bedford is enjoying a new dawn. And it's attracting developers like Terra Incognita Partners, the Rhode Island company that bought Sherry Barrows' place in 2020. Terra Incognita manager Isaiah Asofison says New Bedford has big potential.
We looked at investing throughout the South Shore, throughout Rhode Island, areas of Connecticut. And New Bedford was a place that was very interesting because it had a large inventory of multifamily housing, which is what we do.
And he says New Bedford has big tailwinds, powered by local colleges, the working waterfront, an array of cultural institutions, and more.
A huge burgeoning culinary scene, which is very attractive for millennials coming to an area and feels like it has an energy of a coastal city.
He says many of his tenants work on Cape Cod, but live in New Bedford where the rent is cheaper. But some longtime residents say the lofty visions of what New Bedford is becoming were never intended for them. Here's community activist Eric Andrade.
Homelessness, increase of couch surfing, folks working 3 to 4 jobs to try to maintain, folks moving in with other people, people just, you know, leaving the city.
Andrade and others say New Bedford's long-anticipated commuter rail stops, pegged to open next year, have fueled real estate speculation. The city says the bigger problem is the statewide housing shortage. Real estate agent Martin Correa scrolls through home listings at his office in the north of New Bedford.
I can tell you.
He says inventory these days is about a quarter of historic levels. That's part of why property values here have jumped 76% over the last 5 years, outpacing Boston and the rest of Massachusetts by a wide margin. Correa worries that wages are not keeping up with the cost of housing.
Income is the biggest thing. You know, I don't think that the income supports the prices that we're getting into and even the rental prices.
All right, I'm calling this meeting of the Special Committee of Affordable Housing and Homeless Affairs to order. It is 7:04.
Fears of displacement in New Bedford have led to calls for rent control, spearheaded by City Councilor Shane Burgo.
Obviously, the goal is to build more housing units. That takes time. It takes years. So in the interim, here's another solution that we can do to help keep those lifelong residents in their home and have some security.
Burgo tried to get a question on the ballot to poll New Bedford residents on their appetite for rent control, but Mayor Mitchell vetoed it. Mitchell opposes any limits on rents, which he says would stifle development. But there's no promise that more development will help the people who now spend their days looking for apartments they can afford. It's call waiting time again for Angie Vargas, a 54-year-old New Bedford resident who's been living out of her pickup truck for the last 3.5 months.
Hi, my name is Mary Angeli Vargas, and I'm calling on regard to property owner.
Vargas says she spent 16 years in the same apartment before it was sold to a Boston investor. I sleep here in my truck with my two little dogs, she says. And it all started on the 4th of July. I had my independence, but on the street.
Pero estoy frustrada porque cuando uno tiene la presión de estar en una calle, es algo muy feo.
Vargas says the stress of being homeless is taking a toll on her health. Earlier this month, she suffered 2 minor strokes. After pursuing dozens of apartments in New Bedford, she just found a place in Fall River. Vargas didn't want to have to leave the city she loves, but she feels she's being evicted from New Bedford. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.